I'll put, like, pretend the camera is here, like. So I'll read it a little bit. Jeffrey spends all of his time just wasting it away on video games, porn, Netflix, and junk food, and he doesn't realize that there's another world that he could get into. He doesn't realize that there are other men who are living their dream lives. Adonis, you know, I'll give the intro, then I'll be reading a little bit more. This isn't me recording, by the way. This is just me kind of like saying this out loud whilst I'm reading it. Sat in Manchester, broke, hating life. And one day in 2019, I was at the lowest point of my life. And I was this. I'm like reading it out loud almost as if I'm saying the video. Usually by the time I get to a point where I think they're going to have a limiting beliefs. So this guy said photography. This ChatGPT. Okay, so it said photography is like a good hobby to make money. This isn't my usual topic, obviously. But like, I assume Jeffrey, like the average man who's watching this, will think, oh no, but my pictures aren't good enough. So I'll be reading this out loud. And it's usually the point where I think about the viewer's counter argument to my point. I'll genuinely, like a psychopath, be having an argument in my room by myself. No, but you can. If you just start now and you keep posting your photos and you keep getting better, in 2 years' time, you can be making money from it. Why are you such an idiot? And then usually just by me swearing to like my computer screen or something, by this point I'm ready. As soon as I've like said a swear word, or as soon as I've like actually gotten actually emotional here in my room arguing with my wall pretending it's like the viewer, at that point I'm already warmed up, my voice is already ready, and the emotion is there that I'm gonna try and get across of this agitated state of like, come on, just do the thing that's obvious that you should do. How does that sound? I'll give you some advice right now. So the charisma myth is pretty good. I don't believe that I've read much which is about like the way you speak, the tonation or anything. These are things that I've just practiced myself and I just end up speaking like this. There's books on social skills. You already know them, How to Win Friends and everything. I defy a lot of those principles from How to Win Friends. I swear at the camera. I literally punch the camera and stuff. So you should take that stuff with a grain of salt, and it should be based still on your personality, your brand and everything. So there isn't a clear one that comes to mind, but if I do start to think of them over time, I will write a post in Adonis School for you. I'm just going to make a lesson out of you. I hope you don't mind, bro. This is the wrong way to go about it. I used to do sub for sub, trying to get like any subscriber. You right now, you think a subscriber, like the number on the screen is valuable. It's not. If everyone here sub to you for this idea of like, oh, nah, you know, like we should all subscribe to each other, like essentially subscribe for subscribe. That's not actually what you want. You think you want that number below your channel. That's irrelevant. There's people with a million subscribers who literally are broke because the number below your channel doesn't change anything. I understand why you're doing this, because I used to do the exact same thing. I used to comment on other people's channels and stuff and say S4S. I used to do this on Instagram and used to literally do hashtag like for like. I now realize that data is pointless. Because the benefit you wanted from YouTube, correct me if I'm wrong, is like, sure, money, fans, true clout maybe a little bit, and mostly probably for the financial side. The guy who just subs to your channel because you've just said, oh, you know, we should subscribe to each other, he's not going to buy your products. He's not even going to watch your video. And so you're suddenly going to be one of these guys who's got 1,000 subscribers and you get 7 views. That's like the embarrassing channel you want to build. So I'm just making a lesson out of you because you posted something cringe, so you deserve it. So L in the chat for Level Up Boys. That's the first time I've asked people to do an L. That's it. Take it in, bro. No, apologies, man. I had to make an example. I'll bring you up for your question in order. But it's very important that everyone understands this lesson, because it took me a few years. I was in... what's your name, by the way, bro? I doubt your birth certificate says Level Up, but I was in his position for a very long time, thinking that you want subscribers. Subscribers don't mean anything. Literally, the actual number there is pointless. An Instagram follower, the number there is genuinely pointless, because it was never these things that you wanted. It was what these things represent, which was money. It was real fame, if that's something that you want. But most likely you do want a little bit, right? But mostly it's money. Mostly it's impact. Just the number on screen is useless. It's kind of like the blue tick. Everyone really wanted the blue tick. Now that you can just get it for like $8, it's like, who gives a shit? It's just changed now, right? It's like, don't think that subscribers and followers are actually meaningful in and of themselves, because that data is genuinely pointless. It means nothing.